Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
We're talking about Thanksgiving tips, just some ideas we have for Thanksgiving. First off, I have to tell you, both Katya and I are working on Thanksgiving, so we're not doing Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving. We're doing it the Monday before Thanksgiving.
That sounds perfect to me.
We suggest to all of our guests that they Uber to our meal because we plan on serving a lot of different kinds of wines.
And food, if I recall correctly from last year.
There will be lots of both. There's going to be a light red, something like a Zweigelt, and a light white, like a Riesling, semi-dry and off-dry white. Before, there's going to be all kinds of wines with the meal, which are going to reflect all kinds of food, everything from what I hope will be an amazing ham to a spectacular turkey and lots of side dishes. I always have Indian food at Thanksgiving, so there's going to be a wide variety of things. And I think if my guests Uber, I owe them dessert wine, either a Canadian ice wine, if I'm being patriotic, or some port.
Especially because one of your guests is bringing tartatin.
Oh, so there's going to be a little sauterne.
An ice cream roll.
Nice.
Yes, sounds good. If listeners are like me, they may wait to the last minute to get their wine, which is fine because one of the wonderful things about this time of the year is that wine stores are often stocked with things that you don't see at any other time of year. There are all sorts of special things coming in. And when I worked in the business, I always look forward to this time of year to try all of a wide variety of wines and help people with pairing. It's very exciting. The thing of it is, though, if you buy something a few days before Thanksgiving and you fall in love with it, when you come back after Thanksgiving, there's a good chance it's not going to be there. I would urge you, and I will try to remind myself as well, to get out early, like a week or two early, and try some things that you think you might want to have on Thanksgiving. As Jonathan and I have said year after year, pairing at Thanksgiving is always a little bit of anything goes because some people like heavier wines, some people have light wines. You have sweet foods at Thanksgiving, you have savory foods at Thanksgiving. Something is going to work, no matter what you choose. But if there's something that you want to return to and drink again, go out a little earlier, try a few things, and then you can stock up.
This is an organic product. There are only so many vines. There are only so many grapes. It's not like they can just produce more when they want to produce more. There's a fixed amount of this, and it goes to a fixed amount of places in our particular market. So as Mary said, if you see it and you like it, buy it, because there's a good chance it will be gone. Thanksgiving doesn't have to be a holiday about overdoing it, but it should be a holiday about abundance. And I think wines can reflect that in a nice way. And that doesn't mean getting smashed. That means trying just a bunch of things and enjoying a lot of things from a lot of places all over the world, especially wines from the good old USA, I think, on that particular weekend. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.